communicating properly?
No, I think he had somebody in the background. I kept hearing coughing all the fucking time.
Well, he said he was watching TV. He left his TV on.
Why the fuck is he leaving his goddamn TV on while I'm trying to do the fucking podcast?
That's a good beef, right?
What's up, boy?
How you doing, sir?
Let me get the intro going. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Big Beefin'. This, of course, is a show where you can air your beefs. And I've been saying at the start of the last few ones, I don't know why, like, oh, if you want to get in and do your beef, go ahead and join in. It doesn't make any damn sense because there's nobody at the start of it. So instead, what I'm going to do is say, if you want to get on the show, if you want to be a part of it, hop on Podbean Friday nights, sometime after 9:30 or so, and look for Big Beefing, and we're going live. And that's where you can air your beefs. So for all those out there, I'm going to try to make this a more standard intro, but that's basically the gist of it. So what's going on, boys?
I'm not much. You know, I'm just chill. I'm just cleaning up a little bit. Getting my TikToks done out of the way early today. So nothing much, really. What are you doing?
John, you hit 15K on your TikTok yet?
Not yet. I'm at 14.7, about to hit 14.8, hopefully today or tomorrow.
Aaron, how many people you got on your TikTok?
So, I don't do TikTok.
It's fun. You interact with so many different people.
I don't.
You don't like that? I enjoy it. Say, you have it, say you don't use it, right? I mean, you don't make TikToks, right?
No, the only one I did was an employee of mine at work wanted me to be in her video. And I was thinking, what is it? And it was this little dance routine. I was like, fuck it, I'll do it. And so I created one, but I didn't share it properly. It was just on her TikTok, and it did okay, but it didn't really go anywhere. It was just one of those, like, trendy things, wherever a dance is coming out, everybody does it, you know?
She's wanting to be part of it? She's wanting you in it?
Well, then she wanted to do a big group one. And I was like, look, it's a pain in the ass to get a lot of people to do something. So, you know. Speaking of, big announcement. We're going to break the news here. I am actively in the process of making another movie.
I know, man. I'm excited. I didn't want to say that until you said it.
We're going. I got some people. So what happened was, out of nowhere.
You hear what you said. What was that?
What?
I didn't hear what the announcement was.
Oh, I'm making a new movie.
Oh, yeah, all right.
So what happened was, let me just tell the whole story. We got at work, and everybody at work knows I made a movie. If I run into somebody I haven't seen anybody in a while, they're like, hey, whatever happened with that movie you made? And I'm like, not a goddamn thing happened with that fucking movie. Like, it sucks. Nothing fucking happened with it because it's a piece of shit. And anyways, one guy at work, Corey, who me and John have been playing on with Halo, and Aaron, you've played too. Out of the blue, Corey just said earlier this week, he's like, Shane, when are you going to share your movie with us? And I was like, first of all, I'm pretty sure I had already, and they just fucking forgot about it because it's not quite memorable. And but then I was like, oh, yeah, man, anytime you want to. I got a copy at home. So I went and got a copy of the DVD. Which, why I put them on a DVD, I have no fucking... I mean, it was 2013 when I made that thing, so, you know, not everything had went to digital yet. And anyways, I got them the copy, and then, you know, they started watching it, and then they're just like, dude, why can't we make another one? Let's do another one. And everybody asked the same thing. They're like, how did you get this many people to do this shit? And I was like, it wasn't fucking easy. It's not like I just went up to John and said, John, will you be the star in my movie? And, I mean, that's exactly what fucking happened, but it was fucking hard. Like, John, you started, you know, you were starting things in your personal life that was like, you had to start growing up a little bit. You know, you couldn't just goof around with us all the time. And Aaron, you moved fucking far away. And, you know, it just wasn't that easy to get everybody together. Like, if we were still, we could have gotten that movie made super quick. But, you know, we didn't. So it is what it is.
How many cast members are you going to have for this one?
So far, I got for sure four people that are interested in doing it. I don't know how big the cast is going to be. I know I need at least three people, like, for main characters. So it's probably just going to follow two main characters. It's a buddy cop movie. Just to throw that out there, we're doing a buddy cop movie.
What kind of movie are you doing?
Whatever you need, Shane. Me and Daniel got props out the ass in here, man. Like you tell me, hey, John, you think you got this? I'll let you know if I got it. You know, I told you already.
Oh, yeah. I already know. Like,
tell me. Hopefully I got it, you know.
Daniel's fake money, the SWAT gear, the guns. I'm probably going to need all that shit. But we'll see. I started brainstorming the script. I wrote a synopsis yesterday, and then tomorrow I'll start. I start out the script.
Ooh, I can't wait.
So we got. I already talked to Gator. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I actually got one. I got one of the SWAT helmets. If you need, I got one of them. Dale gave me. I got one of them.
So I was talking to Gabriel, and he actually had a pretty good idea. I think of like, so the movie's going to be about a drug ring, like this big time drug thing going on. And I was talking to Gabriel about the drugs, and he was like, you know, I always had this idea for like the drugs are like eye drops, and they would make you fucking hallucinate, like it puts you in a different reality, and they'd make you cry blood. And I was thinking, damn, shit. Fucking good idea. So he's okay with it. I'm like, rip that idea.
It's called that material, Shade.
Yeah. So I'll just go ahead and spoil y'all with the opening scene. It's going to start out like at a social worker place, right? And it's like they're treating people that are high, like a rehab facility. And this guy's going to walk in. He's all disheveled, looks like shit. Fucking has like this blue shit all over his fucking face, like he's been drinking some blue milk or something. And he's going to walk in and he's just going to wig the fuck out to start like puking up blood, and his eyes are going to be all runny and shit. And he's just going to be like, ah, and like throws up all over the fucking desk. And this social worker like puked on, and she's going to be like, oh my God, what the fuck is happening? And like everything's just going to go to shit, and the guy's just going to fall over and die. And then it's going to cut to like a news anchor saying, you know, drug pandemic sweeps the city. And then it's going to, talk about this guy who walked into a social thing today and fucking fell over dead from the drugs. And that's going to be like the start of it.
You know what you should do, boy? You should have me playing like six different people.
Well, are you down for it?
Down for it?
I just thought it'd be funny. It was like, hey, man, that kind of looks like the guy from the last scene. And then you see me again. Then you see me again. Then you see me again.
Well, did he just so that's the thing, Shane? Is it gonna be a comedy, or is it gonna be like a drama, yeah, I mean, mystery?
Well, everybody's gonna play it straight, but it's gonna be so fucking silly and over the top, it's gonna come across as funny, like, because it's just gonna be
okay,
extreme. Like, my character, the guy I'm gonna play, I'm gonna be a fucking loose cannon, like, I'm gonna go off the fucking rails. I'm not really good at acting, but I think I can get into this role. So
you know, Shane, it'd be funny if your character, Shane, just came in the interrogation room and just slams the head of the guy on the table, just walks back out, and just comes back in. Hello, just comes right back in. Okay, let's talk.
Hey, Shane, you need to check out some of the cop movies where they talk to the police chief, because yeah. I think South Park made fun of me. He's like, the mirror's on my ass. Now get out there and get shit done.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, God damn it. You know the fucking bears on my ass with this shit? I want this fucking thing solved.
Building off what Tim said, I got a good idea. The fucking table is like, why'd you do it? No, wait, that's a rhetorical question. Don't answer it. I already know the answer.
Yeah, shit like that. That's what I'm going to fucking do. That's a good idea, Aaron. I'm gonna rip
Shane, you can ask the guy intentionally trying to piss him off. And he's like, let me ask you a question with another question.
Shane, if you did a cutscene to a mayor, like just someone playing the mayor, just leaning back in the chair, the mayor's on my ass. And the guy just leaning in the chair, not giving a shit.
Yeah. He's not really working. I've got the mayor cast already because, spoiler, Well, I guess I can't spoil the story live on the podcast, but I'll tell y'all after like what the spoiler is. But yeah, I've got somebody in mind already. I've already cast the mayor. I've cast one of the cops. I've got one more cop to cast. And then everybody else is going to be like a supporting character.
Yeah, it's Corey.
So, huh?
It's Corey. Corey's the mayor.
I asked Corey if he wanted a role, and he's been kind of hesitant. Corey's more into like the technical part of it. He wants to help build everything. He wants to get the gyro thing from the camera, get all the props and everything. Corey's more about the practical stuff.
Hey, Shane, you said you haven't really finished the script yet, have you?
I hadn't even started it, boy. I'm going to start it tomorrow.
I was going to tell you, I told John and them, I got like some prop money, so there'll be, if you ever have a drug deal, I got the prop money. I thought I sent y'all pictures of it, but I sent it again.
Yeah, I seen the picture. I was going to ask you for some of it when we started. I talked to Gabriel, and for this movie, I kind of want to do it seriously. So I'm going to, once I get the script, I'll send that to Gabriel and then see what he wants to add. That's why I wanted his number the other day, because I was like, yo, I need to fucking talk to him. Like, I need to bounce this shit off of somebody who knows what the fuck they're doing.
And, right now.
Yeah, I couldn't wait. I was like, fuck, I need to talk to him.
And the one time I wasn't near my phone, the one time, like, damn it, John, like, what's going on? Wait, on his number. Okay. He's the right guy. Like, oh, okay.
Well, it's like only guy I know that knows anything about fucking making movies is Gabriel.
So I always thought it was funny. So I always had this thought in my head, like a policeman, like you said, like a hard cop comes in and he puts a 6-shooter down. He goes, like, I want to ask you 6 questions and we're going to play Russian roulette. But every time you lie to me, I put a bullet in the gun.
God damn.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be ridiculous. So
it's not gonna be so wishy roulette anymore.
The title of the movie, just so everybody knows, the title of the movie is called Knuckle Up. That's the name of it, Knuckle Up. So I looked, there's no other fucking movie. The only Knuckle Up there is, it's Three Ninjas Knuckle Up. That's the only fucking Knuckle Up is Three Ninjas. So we're good. There's no other Knuckle Up.
I thought Stone Cold Steve Austin made a movie called Knuckle Up. He plays a boxing coach.
Did he? Let me see. Hold on, Nick. Oh, shit. Might have to call an audible then.
Already got some fucking shit going on.
Well, you know, I know titles. I watch a lot of movies. I just remember.
So, on Red Letter Media, there's like multiple movies that are like named same the thing, but they're the shitty version. We're like Blade. Someone made another Blade. It looked awful.
Oh, man. It looked fucking bad.
All right, so Knockout, John. His movie was called Knockout.
Okay, sorry.
So we're good. Okay. We're good. Okay. We're still good for Knuckle Up.
Well, we still doesn't matter.
There's going to be a chase scene in it, like a 70s, like a bump, like a chase scene where we're driving around the city and shit.
What sound?
What's that? I thought you said like a chase scene, like someone's going to be running. I'm like, oh yeah, it's going to look awesome.
No, it's going to be running too. It's going to be running. It's going to be cars. We're going to do the whole fucking thing.
We already know that John's not running
involved. John's like, oh shit! No.
if it's a chase scene, it's always me going around a corner.
I'm not gonna lie. John is one of the cops. It would be fucking hilarious, but he's on the other side of the damn county, so I don't think it's gonna happen. But you never know.
He could be one of the background guys, just like eat Oreos or some shit. You're like a nod to him.
You gotta make him an administrator.
So, someone rushed by and knocked over my Oreos. Hey, this is
you asshole.
Asshole!
Somebody in HR or some shit, and every time the
officer, you spill my milk, shut the fuck up.
John's always telling him their shit's wrong, and he can't do it, and he's eating his cookies while he's telling him, "Nope, that's not the right paperwork. They gotta leave."
Yeah, shit, because at every job there's that one guy, so you should have that. It's like, I'm doing it wrong. I could do it better.
It's gonna be good, man. I'll start working on it. But yes, Friday, I sent everybody that was interested the synopsis. They're like, oh, damn, this is going to be tight. And I'm thinking, all right, guys, first of all, lower your fucking expectations.
So you gotta tell him, Shane. He's like, "Hey, I got one movie under my belt. One."
Yeah, that movie is pretty bad. So
hey, Sean, I got that. I got. Well, I don't know. If you want this BB gun? It looks like a. I'll send a picture of it to you. I'll send. I don't know how like you want to try to have real guns in there or something. I don't know how real you want them to be. You know.
I'm ready. I'm ready to get started. I talked to Sarah about it. She's all on board. At first, she was like, another one. We're doing this again. And I'm like, yeah, we're fucking doing it again. And she's like, hey, oh, my God.
But the cops are
it's a short film, right? It's really short.
Like, straight from the force. Like, they're just, like, doing rounds. Like, they become, like, invested in this thing that they're going to do.
So we're the buddy cops are actually going to be detectives. And one of them is, like, an undercover one. And the other one's like a street, like a clothes, like a you know, street clothes detective, like wears a suit all the time. And the suit one is going to be kind of nerdy, kind of by the book, doesn't really get involved in much, just kind of solves crimes from his desk. You know, it's like I sit here, I drink my coffee, I do paperwork all day. And the other one is like, was a former Marine. She's fucking into martial arts. She, you know, is gung-ho, like, but she wants to be undercover because she really wants to get to the dirt. Like, she wants to solve the crime. She doesn't like sitting behind a desk. And what's going to happen is her cover gets blown. There's a sting operation and it goes wrong, and the department doesn't realize that she's undercover because she didn't tell anybody what she was doing. And so she ends up being at the wrong place at the wrong time, and it blows her cover. And so she gets called into my office and I'll be like, God damn it, you fucking broke protocol. You know I got the mayor breathing down my goddamn neck. How the fuck do you think? What do you think? You're going to be like your dad. You're going to die. You're going to die for this fucking badge. I made a promise to him. And I'll be like all spitting and shit and my face is going to get all red.
And sweating.
Yeah, I'll be sweating for no goddamn reason. I'll have my armpit stains, you know.
That's hilarious.
You ain't got enough problems around here.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna say, hey, I'm pairing you up with McDonald. You're gonna work with his ass, and you're gonna be behind the desk, you know. And then McDonald comes in, and he's all
McDonald.
John is McDonald.
can there be a cop that like wears a shirt like one size too small, but he thinks he looks good?
Well, I haven't gotten there yet. I haven't run out all supporting cast, but yeah, I mean, there's always going to be.
You got someone walking by your desk, like I heard McDonald's, and you're like, "Get the fuck out of my office! Get out!"
So, yeah, we're gonna get it. Those are all good ideas. I'll start the script tomorrow, and then we'll fine tune it, and then. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. And, you know, it'll be low key. We're going to keep it low key. We're not going to do any crazy shit like we did in the Chalice, you know.
But it's a short film you're doing, right?
Well, we'll see when I start writing it, boy. I don't know. I got to see how it pans out when I'm writing it.
Hey, Shane, I haven't bought today because I saw your synopsis. I bought one of those old phones when you see at the office. So maybe you could do that. Like, he's like, it's one of the scenes you could be like, man, you're on the phone, you slam it on the table. Like, God damn it.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of that shit. Anytime I'm on the screen, I'm going to be yelling. And then,
like a cell phone. Why did you use that old ass phone for? It's cell phones.
I haven't gotten there yet. I'm pretty sure my character's going to get like seriously injured. And be like, no!
And you still mad? You're like, God damn it.
You're gonna be that one, like, they got the captain. No, the captain just fell down the stairs. No one got him. Damn.
He got so mad and furious, he forgot how to walk and fell down the stairs.
It's just pissing me off.
They got the captain.
My heart. My fucking heart.
He's got to go to the hospital because his heart's starting to fail.
Hey, Shane, if you even need pill bottles, it'd be funny. You like you have pill bottles on the table. It's like, I got to take medicine because you got acids.
My fucking cholesterol's through the goddamn roof. we'll play around with it. But yeah, I think it's going to be fun, man. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, but so, yeah, I mean, all of our, of all the ideas, man, So it's supposed to be like serious, but it's going to be a little bit like a comedy because it's going to happen. It's going to be far out.
I want the actors to play it like scary. I don't want anybody like winking at the camera or shit. But
oh,
you know, it's going to end up being so silly. It's going to be like those like any cop movie from the old days. It's going to be really bad, you know. But it'll be fun.
Just you see the captain in the bed dying. Do it one more thing before I die. What? Make sure McDonald's goes on a diet.
Hey, Shane, wouldn't it be funny if you hit, like, one of just, like...
Don't let him like, end up like me.
Like, he watches too many movies, so he dresses like Blade Runner a little bit. And everybody's shit. Like, why are you dressing up like the detective of Blade Runner? We're not done.
Oh, someone takes you seriously?
Like, this isn't
I'm a detective, uniform, yes. We know. I know, yeah.
Start dressing up better.
Somebody's sitting at their desk and they're talking about the captain, and the captain walks by and is like, hey, Cap, why are you dressed like that? Shut the fuck up!
But that would be funny, Shane. Like, every scene you're in, you're mad about something. Like, like it'd be like something little, like, they ran out of fucking toilet paper in the bathroom. God damn it.
You know how right my ass is right now? My ass is chapped.
Like, you see the guys that Shane walks into the interrogation room. How you gonna play Russian roulette with four bullets?
John, Shane sounds like
McDonald's
rated R version of Jonah Jameson.
Which one was Jonah Jameson?
From Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Fired!
If you're going to shoot him in the leg, just shoot him in the leg. Don't jack around with him.
I was like, y'all remember that black cop from Last Action Hero, that big black guy from Last Action Hero, and he was like, get in here now! Like slamming fucking, you know, yelling for no reason. That's what I'm thinking.
I remember.
It's gonna be good, boy. This is gonna be the one that makes it. We're gonna do it right. You know, we're gonna ride it. We're gonna get the cameras done right. I got people that are really wanting to make this work. This is gonna be the one. This is what's gonna get us into the film festival finally.
How many people you gonna have in it? Or how many how many, you know, like characters in there that are there now?
So for sure, I've got four people that said they were really interested. But once I start writing the script, I'll start recruiting some more people, especially for extras. I know I'll probably get Cliff in on it. You know
Cliff be down for damn sure.
Yeah.
Maybe he could talk his brother to it too. Maybe he could be a background guy too.
Oh, Clayton would be a perfect IT guy. Like if you just turn the corner and like he's like that guy in RoboCop that was the IT guy when he goes down there to get the data from the terminal and he's like, oh, sorry, you can't go back there. Like
he's like, hey, no one listens to him.
Yeah.
The smartest guy in the building, no one respects me.
His name would be like, you know, something stupid like Withers or Smithy or something stupid like that, you know.
Smithy, they're like, that's not my real name.
I want this fucking shit on my desk. Oh, sir, I already printed it. Print it again, goddammit. I can't read it.
Call Skeeter. No one respects a guy called Skeeter. Skeeter.
Sir, my name's not Skeeter. Get the fuck in here.
It's do that. Sir. But it's Skeeter, sir. Shut up, Skeeter.
Yeah,
it's so, Skyler or something like that.
Yeah, we're gonna get it rolling, boy. We're gonna get the new movie, brand new, Big Beefin' Productions.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
Is that what this is all about, Shane? You want to get a fucking movie production studio called Big Beefin' Productions? That's what this is
about. No. I just want to get a movie made that makes it. I want to get a movie that I can put out there, and it for real gets picked up by something, even if it's self-published. Somebody takes it. You know. All I'm going for is an IMDb page. That's all I want. IMDb, Internet Movie Database. That's all I need. One page, one credit, we're good to go.
So how it ends is the head detective standing over the main villain, and the cop goes, "Why'd you do it?" where the captain shoots me, and he goes, I don't care.
Not giving two, not giving two shits. Like, he's like, I just did it just to do it.
Just shoots him. I don't care.
That's yeah, like you ask him, like you ask him the question, but he doesn't give a chance to respond.
That reminds me of the, that reminds me of The Fugitive with Tommy Lee Jones and Harrison Ford, and he, Harrison Ford's about to jump off that dam, and Harrison Ford looks back and he's like, "I didn't do it," and Tommy Lee Jones says, "I don't care." And, like, just shoots that. So
he just wanted,
The detective goes to the captain's office. So tell me, you had him dead to rights, yes, and you shot him, yes, and that's the first time Shane's calm. Good job.
In right. Roll credits, end credits, end movie. Well, that's probably how we got our ending.
It's a tight shot. It's a tight shot of Shane's face, and the credits just start rolling.
Like it was like surprisingly, man, he's not mad. This scene.
I have to step up my acting because my acting sucks ass. I have to really, really get into the character and try to do this for real. You know, I have to make sure I keep the lines simple so I can memorize it and get into character. When we were watching The Chalice at work, I was reading the script along with it too, and I was like, God damn, we left a lot of shit out. Like, I guess because we were filming, it's like, fuck it, just go, like, just stop fucking around.
So, but whoever you get Shane to play the head actor, you gotta tell him right away, hey, I'm gonna be yelling at you and spitting on you at the same time. So this is part of the gig. I'm gonna be spitting on you, so we can't stop. You gotta take it.
It'd be funny, you get a close up of your desk and it's all wet, and you got someone walking by cleaning it. You're like, God damn.
Somebody walks in afterwards cleaning the sweat. Aaron, you remember that chick we went to go watch the movies with, Carly?
Yeah.
The tatted up. She's gonna play the kind of rough cop, Sling.
I said that earlier.
Jesse
you
Sling.
Didn't hear
huh?
I wish Shane you could do Shane. You see Shane, like, you're so mad. You say you're sweating and everything. Then you just automatically change your shirt. Like, you take your shirt off, put on another dry shirt. You get that angry and sweaty.
They have a bunch of like, them.
God damn it! I got time for this. Yeah, you get sure in your office.
It's gonna be good, man. I got to get all the scenes figured out, and you know, it'll be a good movie. I think this one's gonna work. Simple, down to earth. Everybody likes a good buddy cop movie.
Did I fire two clips or three?
What? Did y'all watch that one that the Office did? The Office with Michael Scott, like Threat Level Midnight. Did y'all ever see that one?
Yeah. No.
You gotta watch it. Yeah, it's a crappy little movie that the office the cast made, like the characters. They made an action movie. And the start of it, this postman walks into Michael Scott's office. He's like, I got a delivery for you, and he's like, send it to the secretary. He's like, no, I'm delivering this personally. And, like, pulls out a gun and just starts fucking unloading it.
What's it called? I didn't write it
it's
down.
It's called Threat Level Midnight. It's on YouTube. It's fucking hilarious.
Daniel, so you know, Michael Scott's character wrote that script, and they found it at work. And they actually were reading it at work. And then later on in the show, they actually made a movie. And it's bad.
Darren, did that ever make it onto the show, the actual show, or is that something that just happened after the fact?
You mean, did they actually show the movie on the actual TV show?
Like, did they ever talk about it, like, on the show?
Two episodes where they found the script, and then when they made the movie.
Okay, but they never actually showed the movie on the show.
No, they show it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess I completely forgot about that shit.
Hey, Shane.
Jim's character is a villain, and he's got gold makeup over all of his body.
Yeah, and his name is Goldface. Really fucking original. So,
Shane, so it's going to involve drug deals, any like serial killers or anything, or just like you still all have it on the table, thinking what you're going to put down.
Right now, it's just narcotics, just drugs. But we'll see. I mean, there could be, like, for the sequel, if this one, once we get done with it, we could explore a serial killer angle. But right now, it's just kind of the drug pandemic sweeping the city, and these cops got to figure out a way to work together to solve it.
That'd be a weird one. Why are you selling drugs? I don't care about drugs. I needed the bodies.
What?
She's like, what the hell is he talking about?
Yeah, it's gonna be. It's gonna be.
Make any damn sense.
Yeah, I don't know that one that the office did. That was about 30 minutes. I'm hoping it should at least be 30 minutes, Daniel. I don't know if we'll go an hour. The Chalice is a fucking hour and a half, so I don't know I don't know if we'll go that long, but. You know, we'll see once I start writing that, once I get all the stuff I want, we'll see.
Saying all I can think of is you submitting that to the fucking place you submitted it last time and everybody recognizes your name.
No, do a different name. Do a different name, Shane. No.
Go ahead.
You see, the guy sees his name, he's like, God damn it. Not another one.
I wonder how many times you can cuss on a movie. Like, I wonder how many times you can say the word fuck. I guess I got to look that up. Like, how many fucks are allowed?
Yeah, because
strong language and narcotic content.
No, I mean, it's going to be rated R for sure just because of the language. But
you know, Shane, that's a great line, Shane, if you're telling your detective that. How many fucks do I got to give before you start doing your job right?
Look at McDonald over there heating up his donut. McDonald's the perfect officer. Why can't you be more like him? God damn it.
You know what? Fuck. Happy meal. Get in here.
It's like, all he does is paperwork. That's all he does.
So, it'll be good, boys. We'll get it going.
Yeah. Yes, Captain. Clean off your desk. What? Why? Just clean it off. You're disgusting. Just clean it off. In general, just clean it off. Get out of my office.
He thought he was getting fired. He's like, oh, I thought I was getting fired. No, your desk is fucking filthy. Shit. Got roaches and stuff on it, like fake ones.
That'd be funny. McDonald's, if you come to my office one more time with shit on your chin, I swear to God.
I'm getting tired of your ass.
Yeah, but we got – so, yeah, once I get the script, I'll let y'all take a look at it. Aaron, do you really think you'd be interested in acting anything or no?
No, I can't do it.
Well, there you go. There's that. But we'll do a lot better than last time, boys. It won't be all this like last minute, like, oh, hey, can you be here? Like, I'll tell everybody, hey, this is the day we're going to film. Let's see if you can get here. And, you know, and if nobody can do it, then we're not going to fucking do it. We're just going to do it when we got everybody available.
If you want me to record lines a video appearance, I can do that. But I can't drive 2 hours out of my day, go fuck around for another 4 hours, and then drive another 2 hours back when I'm going to school and work.
You don't want to be the mayor, boy?
Yeah, don't tell you what the mayor's going to do. It's just going to be you being like, not caring. He's like, what? I don't want that.
You could also be McDonald too if you wanted. You could be McDonald.
Yeah, you could have me being like five or six different fucking people. I tell you what, man, if you want to squeeze me in as an extra and I'm up there for like maybe two film shoots, then I'm willing to do that. But bro, I gotta say it again, man, in case you didn't hear me. You gotta have rehearsals. You don't have rehearsals, dude, it's gonna suck anyway.
So this crew has seen the Chalice, so they know my mistakes. They're fucking serious about it too. Like, everybody knows where I went wrong. So we're gonna take this one a little bit more seriously than the last one.
Yeah, I will hope a little bit more than a little bit.
Yeah,
you gotta let them hear this podcast, too, Shane. Hi, everybody, but you gotta let the your cast members hear this, like they're all being think it's funny. They're trying to make jokes and like this is your main crew design right here.
I was just surprised that so many people are willing to get into it, you know, and this will be the one that we can do it, man. This will be the one that works. I just gotta get that script written, we're good to go.
A year and a half later, Shane gets another rejection letter.
Jake is like a cease and desist. Where he's like, where's this from?
Yeah, I wonder if I could pull that old email. Where I think it was something real generic, like, we did not accept your movie at this time or some shit like that. God damn it.
Daniel, that'd be funny as hell if they sent a letter saying, cease and desist, sending us your submission, sir.
Damn it. Hopefully this time we don't get all that. I gotta just really just work on getting one thing though, boys, is that with making a movie, like the hardest part really isn't really the acting or the writing. It's the directing, man. It's getting the camera angle right, like putting the story on screen. That shit's hard, man, because you don't know like how's this gonna look and how's this gonna work. It's fucking pain in the ass to do it, you know. Like I was watching The Chalice the other day. And y'all remember that scene that's like in the shed, the one where John's eating that soup?
Yeah.
At the end of that scene, my cousin shows up. He walks into the shed, and fucking three of the every actor that's not doesn't have a line. They're just fucking staring off into fucking space. Like they're just kind of like staring straight. Like it's not natural. Like people need to be doing shit. They need to be moving around or looking or kind of interacting. But these motherfuckers are just staring straight ahead, like fucking. If they're not talking, they're just fucking staring straight ahead. Like, God damn it. Look how bad that is. Like, look at him just standing there. Like, if we did this cop movie and, you know, if the two cops are talking and they're in my office and I'm the angry chief and I'm just quiet staring ahead while they fucking talk, like, that's going to suck ass. Like, you know, you got to emote. You got to get in there. No.
You got to look angrily. Like, what are they doing just standing in front of my office? You got to look angry at them. Like, just go knock on the glass or whatever. Get the fuck away from my office. Go catch somebody.
Yep. I'm gonna give.
Oh yes, dude. It'd be funny, like you know your office door is open. He's like, Chief, you want us to close the door? No, I want to hear them bitching at you. I want them to hear all this shit.
Well, I'm hoping I can talk Cliff into being the cameraman this time around, because or maybe Corey will be the cameraman, but I got to have somebody else doing the camera work. I can't fucking do it. I just can't.
Directors have like second directors?
Yeah, director of photography. I got to have a director of photography because I can't fucking, I just can't. I mean, I can watch it and say, okay, that looks good. Let's do that. But I can't be the guy that's like, it's just such a pain in the ass. So it'll be good, boys. It'll be fun. We'll get those props. We'll get going. Mm-mm. Movie time.
I can't really check it.
Aaron, you got any thoughts about the buddy cop movie?
Yeah, you guys just obviously haven't been hearing me a lot.
What? Aaron, are you listening to the fucking radio?
Who's listening to TV? I knew something was going on, that someone was listening to something.
Aaron, are you listening to fucking Mexican radio?
It's not me, man. I've been trying to talk to you guys about for since you started talking about it, but I guess y'all can't fucking hear me. Like, I knew you had Carly playing the rough and tumble girl. She's the fucking black belt. She likes to get her hands on shit. So I figured that was going to be her. I know that if you don't if you don't get the right people in these roles, man, it's going to flop again. But you know, with your coworkers being interested, people that are a little bit more intentional about doing the movie, I think you have a chance to actually, you know, make something. But let me tell you this. I know that the last one, everything was low budget, and that happens. But if you're trying to do a movie like this, you really need to spend the money on your editing software. You really need to spend the money on the post-production. That's what's really going to help your movie, because your movie could be funny as hell, but if it looks like shit, people aren't going to care. So if you put the money down on some sort of editing software, I think you'll have a lot more success, even if it's only a B movie. At least, you know, you might be able to get a production company to pick you up and put you on Netflix. shit, you might not get a million views, but 1,000.
Yeah, I mean, I had it and talked over the chalice. The problem is I didn't know how to fucking use it. Like, that's the problem. Like, it's and what I did learn, like, the movie was shot so bad, you couldn't fucking fix it. Like, no amount of editing was going to fix what I did. Like, you can't fix me moving the fucking camera up in the middle of the goddamn scene. Like, that shit can't be fixed. Like, there's no fix for that. Like, you can't fix one scene, John's in front of a tree, the next scene, Aaron's circling around a fucking fireplace, and it's the same fucking character. Like, that shit doesn't, you know.
Oh, yeah,
so,
it looked like a song. You can definitely tell.
So, it you know. That's another thing. I guess I got to hit up Jacob to see if he wants a role in this. Maybe Jacob will be McDonald. Maybe my cousin will play McDonald.
Hey, you've got plenty of relatives, man. I'm pretty sure some of them wouldn't care about. I know Taylor's into that kind of shit. He wouldn't mind being in it.
No, it's got to be somebody that's up here. I'm not going to be waiting around hours for somebody.
Whatever.
Who was miscast? You said some of the people in the last movie weren't cast right. Who was miscast?
Well, so let's think about that.
Jay.
Okay, all right. Well, we don't have to say nothing. We don't have to say no name. We can let that go.
He's like, never mind.
let's let that one go. We don't need to know all that.
All right.
We can let that go. Daniel, one of the scenes I had, Daniel, you were going to play like a wizard. You were going to be a wizard, the wizard's teacher, but we never got around to filming it.
Yeah, man. Well, I remember we just had to be in a rush for that movie.
Yeah, I was kind of people starting to get on my ass about not getting it done, and the film festival was coming up, and that's like I had to get it done by a certain time frame, and anyways, it ended up I didn't really need to rush, but oh well. Well, yeah, so that's it. That was my big announcement. John, you had something you wanted to fucking talk about. We don't have to talk about my goddamn movie. We're gonna be talking about it for the next.
I'm back. I'm back. What's up?
What was your topic?
Oh no! I was watching TV and this stupid person like, oh, I'm such a Leo, I'm such a whatever. And this guy made a joke like, yeah, you always gotta make fun about your inner beast or whatever. I just had a joke like, I wonder what the guys would say their inner beast is. Like they said they had an animal instinct or they think what they believe they were. You know, like, oh, I think my inner beast is like a panther or a fucking bear or a tiger or even like a dragon or some shit like that. So that was going to be my question was like, what do y'all think y'all's inner beast or animal spirit or something is?
Y'all remember that movie Hot Rod where he's like spirit of the dolphin, eagle, and cow's cat. Spirit of the fox. Like, yeah. help me jump this pool.
So you're saying, Shay, you feel all three of those, Shay? Like, I got the strength of a bear, the wisdom of an elephant, and or something like that.
I'm trying to think of the last time I summoned the animal power. I don't know when it was.
The strength of a gopher to dig up this tree stump.
Like strength of an ox, you know, ox strength, go or some shit like that. You know, I don't know. Somebody at work was like, I guess you know, doing the chicken dance, the funky chicken, like you know, strength of the chicken or chicken skills, go like chicken dancing. I've harnessed that. I guess whenever you're thinking of chicken, you can do the fox power. You know. I don't know.
The art of confusion, the chicken dance. Yes, yes. Yeah. You start doing the chicken dance. You're like, what the fuck?
You know, monkeying around. You know, that's something, you know, monkeying around.
Can't really call that. I would say Daniel. I don't know. Daniel, what do you think yours should be, Daniel?
The animal spirit?
Yeah.
Oh, man, boy. You caught me off guard on that one.
I got, how about the a weasel? Because you're always there pondering, always getting what you need, you little.
Yeah, the problem with a weasel, though, a weasel has a particular look. Daniel doesn't look like a weasel. like,
tip, man. Oh, when they was thinking, when he's pondering something.
Daniel kind of reminds, Daniel's more like a box turtle, always thinking, you know, not really in a rush about anything other than unless he's working, then he fucking goes to business quick. Like the turtles, when you come up on a turtle, they fucking haul ass, but the rest of the time they're just chilling, you know? That's kind of Daniel.
Daniel's the tortoise. The tortoise.
Yeah, there you go.
He's got somewhere to go, but he's not in a hurry to get there. He's not afraid to just take a break now and then, just tuck his head in and go to sleep.
There you go.
Well, Shane, what about locations, Shane? You figure out what kind of locations you can pick?
First, I was thinking we could just do it at my office, but then I remembered some of my office is fucking secure, and I can't have just anybody up there unless they've got certain clearances. So we'd have to go to an empty part,
of the building.
Do it there.
Do it there.
But yeah, my office at nighttime, you know, we could do it there. But all that would have to be done in the evening because can't fucking be up there during the day. And then, or on the weekend, you know, could go do it up there on the weekend. But then the problem with that is, you know, parking around back. If a shit ton of cars are parked out there, that's going to be a problem. So we'd have to load up in my van. But yeah, if I can't find an office to do it at, you know, some of it's going to be outside, like at a playground or something, because, you know, it's drugs and shit. And then the streets will be easy. We can do it. You know, you can find any building behind a building that's got concrete and it looks like the streets. So that's not going to be a problem. You know, there's a lot of places around here we can go shoot at. Once I get everything written, I'll go shoot out locations and stuff. So yeah, that's the thing about this would be like, you know, with the chalice, everything had to be out in the fucking woods because we didn't have any castles or nothing, you know? So, this will be easy. You just find places that look like buildings and look like a city and you're good to go.
Hey Daniel, you still got that axe, that fake axe?
Oh shit. I have to look, boy. I know, the money, I have to look around.
It'd be funny, like McDonald pulls his gun out and like the drug dealer pulls the axe out. You're like, oh shit.
He's like, what the hell? Fucking axe?
One of the ongoing plot lines in the movie is that Jesse, the rough cop, she doesn't carry a gun. So like, she rejected her standard issue and so she does everything by hand. So it's called knuckle up because she's all fist fight. And then McDonald always will always go for his gun. Like whatever protocol allows for it, like he's a little quick to pull the gun if he needs to. So it's going to be one of them things where it's going to be like, I don't need a gun. And he's like, it's standard issue, some shit like that. You know, they'll get into it about using their guns. But yeah, we could have somebody, we could have like the fight scene in the warehouse when they're busting the drugs, like some fucker's wielding an axe and like, you know, martial arts or some shit like that, for sure.
You've been spending a lot of time with this woman. That's what it is. She's having an influence on you.
I mean, it's just part of the character. McDonald has his character, too. McDonald's going to be the same thing.
Knuckle up from her, didn't you?
Huh?
You got the words knuckle up from her, didn't you?
No, I made this up.
I don't believe that.
It's 100% mine.
In fact, she
wanted to change the title. She was like, I don't know about knuckle up. That's more of a martial arts thing. And I was like, no, it'll be good. It'll be good. Because at first I was going to go with Hard Case, but there's been like three movies titled Hard Case. So we're not doing that. We're just going to do knuckle up. It's original. So be good. Be good, boys.
And Louis, after the fight scene. What?
I just said it'll be good.
Okay, sorry. It was funny, like, when the fight scene, like, McDonald runs out of bullets, so he's like, you know what? I'm going to take a picture, and he just throws the guns down, and he knuckles up, too. Like, let's try it your way.
Yeah.
Or throws the gun at the
He's actually going to try to fight.
And, like,
he's going to
get his ass whooped. Like,
yeah.
I made a mistake.
Exactly what's going to happen. He's going to get his ass whooped. That's exactly what I'm going to have.
Yeah, man. Okay, hold up. Plot twist. So that's what I would suggest here is what John, I'm building off what John said, is where they throw their guns down. It's like, you know what, let's knuckle up. And these goons just whoop the shit out of these cops. And then Shane's character has to stay. And that's why he's always so pissed, because he's actually right.
Could be. Could do something like that.
God damn it. I'm so sick of you guys not being able to carry your own fucking weight. Bang, 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 bang.
As I'll show up, you know, right when it's starting, and there'll be like another little underling cop next to me, and they'll be like, you know, Captain, do we go in? I'll be like, let's see how they do it first. Like, let's see what they do. Give them a minute. They got
you. You just see McDonald's. So that'd be funny. Like you got to see McDonald's getting his ass whooped. And you pan around to the captain, you're shaking his head. God damn it, McDonald's.
Like, come on, get up. Give him a couple more minutes, guys. He's got this. Like, sir, he's fucking bleeding. Like, sir, he's about to go into a coma. Like, he can't. His eyes are swollen.
As soon as you send McDonald in, you take him off the bench, he gets fucking knocked out. It's like, God damn it, McDonald.
All right, boys. When I say we're going in, it's a complete fucking mess. Like, everything just goes to shit instantly. And fucking
I'm pretty sure we're not helped by throwing all this stuff at you. And this and that. Like, okay, now I'm making a comedy.
No, I mean, it's going to be funny. There's no doubt this movie's going to be funny. Like, for sure. It's going
to
be funny.
We don't want it to be over the top. They did that with the other guys. And the other guys was funny. But they also had fucking Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell in that movie. So yeah, if you want to be funny, I mean, that's great. But, you know, I think realistically – we can't just be ridiculous from start to finish.
I mean, you don't want to be goofy like Reno 911 or Reno 911 or Brooklyn 99. Like, it's not going to be like that, but it's going to be, you know, stupid shit happens. Like, it's like, okay, God damn it. And, you know,
are you going to let the staff hear this? Your staff hear this? The one going to be in the movie, Shane? You going to let them hear this episode?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, if they want to. I'm not gonna make my staff.
Yeah, let me hear this. Well, the one that won't be in the movie, Shane. Not everybody. All right, guys, listen up. You all go listen to this. Like, Mr. Rons, what are we doing? Shut up. We're all gonna listen to this.
I'm not gonna do that. I did have a couple staff members that wanted. I had a couple people like, no, man, I really want to do this, and so what I'll do is I'll do like we did with the Chalice. I'll make everybody sign waivers that says that, you know, they're not expecting any financial stake. They're not going to – if they get injured, I'm not responsible. You know, shit like that. And we're just going to go for it. Shoot for the moon, boys.
Hey, you got to tell us, Shane. You got to tell us, Shane. In this movie, Shane, we don't pull punches. Everything's live and real.
We did talk about that. We did talk about, you know, the best way to do the fights is probably to actually just do it.
Even
– you know?
Even the bullets online.
Well, I'm not gonna walk around with a fucking gun and start firing it in the middle of fucking downtown. You know,
the real police show up.
We did talk about
officer. I'm a detective. Well, I'm a real detective, sir.
We did talk about, like, instead of using guns, like using swords and shit. Like, for some reason, everybody's got a fucking sword for whatever reason. We did talk about that.
You got the Highlander theme to it.
Right. Just like a Highlander. Like, what the fuck is this?
Like Anchorman.
Yeah.
Give me my 9mm. So the katana.
I just gotta get everything tied down.
The katana.
I gotta figure out how to do a camera shot in the car, you know, when the cop's driving and all that stuff. I gotta figure all that stuff out. The way you do the cops driving the car is like one cop is driving, the camera's on him, and then when the other guy's talking, I'm in the driver's seat with the camera, something like that, you know. We get going.
Sounds good, fine. Like I said, whatever you need, Shane, let me know. I hopefully I got what you need, or hopefully what you're looking for, I can find what you need. So always let me know. So me and Daniel always are helping out. So, but. All right,
it'll be a good one, boy. It's gonna be a good one.
What are we looking at, Shane? We're looking at an hour. We done?
Yeah, we're about there. We'll go ahead and wrap it up. All right. I got to figure out how to get the funding back on this damn show. I'm gonna have to do some work on the computer because we ain't getting paid for these.
Hey, Shane, we gotta get money. We gotta find some money.
If you want to try to do guest again and go back on the other one, or because this one okay, or you think it's kind of.
I got an idea.
Well, we just started. Daniel, I didn't hear you. Get people rolling out. In, you know.
I got an idea. For you. Well, you can take that money that you don't tip with and give it to the show instead.
Well, what we're doing is I got to, like I told John at the start of the show, I got to start telling people like how to get here. So I'm going to put on the other, like where the podcast is posted, I'm going to put a link telling people that they can join in live when we're airing the show. That way, if they want to talk, they can get their beef out. Cause we've got Redneck Rambler in here and he's been in pretty regularly. Which is, you know, shout out to Redneck, but we got, you know, to get the more, like to actually get somebody to call in, I'm going to have to start telling people, hey, we're live, call in, you know, we didn't
Huh? Yeah, that's
what?
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Do a beef today.
Beef?
We didn't even do a beef today. God damn it.
John said he did a beef. He said, why do men say they have an animal spirit? That was his beef.
No,
that
don't.
The
well, do you have a beef? Do you have a beef you want to get out, Aaron? Do you have a beef?
I do now, Shay.
That's the bit for the show.
No beef. You ain't got no beef? Well, all this show was is me talking about the fucking movie. Like, that's all this show was, just me talking about the movie. So,
I think we did good. I think it's a good show. I liked it.
I do want to know what y'all think about the scripts. Y'all give me your honest opinion when we do it, and it won't be the final script. I can do some rewrites, but I want to know what y'all think once I get it all written. Say, oh yeah, it's good, or that's bad, or you know, you need to do this, or leave that out. We did an hour. We'll go ahead and wrap this up. I don't think I got anything else I wanted to talk about.
All right. Well, I guess y'all have it. Okay. All right. Well, have a good one then.
All right, boy.
Good night, fellas.
Good night, John.
I'll see you. What? Good night. Bye. Bye.
I think something's wrong with John's audio.
The app in general is a problem. It's kind of like when we first started on Anchor and we had all those issues with the phones not communicating properly.
No, I think he had somebody in the background. I kept hearing coughing all the fucking time.
Well, he said he was watching TV. He left his TV on.
Why the fuck is he leaving his goddamn TV on while I'm trying to do the fucking podcast?
That's a good beef right there.
Well, I couldn't tell who it was at first, but as the show kept going, I was like, I'm seeing a lot of activity on John's mic. Like, what the fuck is that? And there was that one part we heard this woman speaking in Spanish, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? Like,
did you not hear him say, sorry, guys, I left my TV on? That's how I knew.
Turn the goddamn TV off. Like, that's why I'm filming this shit. I had to go into a different room because Nico was always laughing and giggling shit whenever I was recording. So I was like, well, I got to go somewhere else because he's getting picked up in the background. And now John's in the fucking thing. Just fucking willy-nilly watching TV, like fucking crank it all the way the fuck up, watching Telemundo. Like, fuck, man. What is this?
Yeah, he don't care. Why should he care? He doesn't.
I thought it was funny, like Daniel was like, hey, let's not talk about the actors of the Chalice. Let's let that go.
Well, that's why I wanted to give everybody an opportunity to really think about, are we going to answer that question?
Yeah, what they were saying. They're saying, why does that orc sound like a redneck? It sounds like a redneck orc. Like, let them chase each other. I was like, well, shit. I didn't think about it.
Wait a minute now. That's because people have these notions about how things have been done for the last 50 years when it comes to fantasy. If you want to do a new take on it and an orc sound like country bumpkins, ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's actually a really good point. But yeah, man, I know all we did with this episode was talk about the movie, but I'm really gonna give it a shot this time.
I like that. I really think if you you know, you've got the people with the interest and it's not that they don't have talent. I mean, I'm not even talented, dude. I memorize the lines and I try to pretend with big demonstrations. And if you got people that can have big demonstrations, like you're slamming your fist down, you're so angry, you're spitting like you were talking about,
I mean, that's half the work right there. The other half of the work is the editing and the shooting.
You want the part of McDonald?
I don't know if I can do it, dude. I don't know if I'm going to have the availability. If you want to shoot me for like 1 or 2 days and that's all we're doing, then I can commit to that. I can't commit to once a week or 3 or 4 times a month or whatever.
It'll be kind of weird though if you play McDonald and I'm the captain and we're brothers because we kind of looked we got some similarity looks.
They say we look a lot alike.
But if we played it, if you played it as the mayor and then you actually were a relative, like you're my cousin or something, and you're like, you know,
makes sense. Yeah, if I'm a public official.
Yeah, that would be a little bit more believable. But I don't know. We'll once I get the script written and we see how much the production would be and like how much it would be needed, then we could do a casting call for the characters like every other production does.
Sure. Yeah, and people that are interested in getting their name on TV, whether it's at a festival or just to have it on the internet or whatever, they're going to want to do it. And I would encourage you to seek out some local talent through Facebook and social media, because there are groups out there, like the poetry group I was in for so long, that wasn't the only group. There's like 50 groups across the state. I'm talking about, you know, the parts of the state I live in. I'm not talking like Texas wide. I just mean like East Texas and Central Texas. There's like 50 poetry groups.
Yeah, I did that with the Chalice, and I mean that was a long time ago, so it was different. And there was one guy that was interested, and he's like, "Oh yeah, man, I'm totally into this." And yeah, he never showed. But the problem is I can't afford to pay anybody. It's like, hey, you're acting in this, and this is just to act because you love acting. You ain't getting no damn money.
That's why you get alternates. If you get alternates, you always have a backup. So if someone falls through for one reason or another, you'd be like, hey, you know what? We got to reshoot a couple of scenes, but we're gonna move forward with this guy, and he's gonna show up. So. And that's how
I did that in the Chalice a couple times. It's quite noticeable in the fucking movie.
Yeah, but the thing is, you didn't reshoot any of the scenes.
No, remember, I went back with John later, and I had him shoot those scenes separately. So in the action part moving around, it's you, but when it's stationary, it's John at a different time of day, which doesn't make any fucking sense. And the camera angle is weird. Like, I'm looking down on it.